Hi there. As Robert said, I'm Brandon Andre. I recently just graduated from Legacy Christian Academy in Andover, and I've attended Northwood student life for the past year and a half or so, and because my girlfriend Maddie back there, she introduced me way back when, and I came, and I automatically just fell in love with the community, with the people, and with the leadership that was there, and I just never wanted to leave. It was such a great place to come to every Wednesday. I'm so thankful for it. I've enjoyed every memory and friend I've made through this church, and I just want to say thank you for being so warm and welcoming, even to the point of letting me speak in front of you today. It's really an awesome thing and a blessing. So with that, I want to tell you a story that'll convey a little bit about what I'm like, and or at least used to be like, hopefully, and a little bit about my message today. So I was a theater kid in high school. I loved theater all the time. It was my favorite thing. Other kids did sports and stuff, but I was into drama and theater. I loved plays, whatever it might be. And we had a lot of practices during these plays constantly every week. And it was kind of easy to get bored from time to time. And if you know me, I am one who needs to be doing something almost all the time, or else he will get sad or bored, or whatever it might be. So one of these rehearsals I had, I was hardly needed and therefore took the boredom I had been given and made something out of it. My girlfriend Maddie knew of this boredom and saw quickly of what it could turn into, though. I remember one strange thing I had always wanted to try, had never had the chance to really do. There was a fog machine in a closet upstairs in the music room on one side of the room. And I'd seen it multiple times because you would usually use those small little rooms for changing rooms for costumes and whatever it might be. And so as I was about to play and tamper with this little machine in there, one of the other people in the play, also with the gift of extreme boredom, a girl named Reese, came in. So I decided I was going to fill the small room I was in with fog and then surprise her with a mountain of billowing fog just pouring right out. But one thing that I never seemed to connect in my mind was that there was a big fire alarm right above me, just inches, probably a foot or so, right above my head and the fog machine. And this is a small room, mind you. And so it was only a matter of seconds before all the fire alarms in the entire school started to go off, and I ran down the stairs terrified while Reese was laughing in the back, just walking down the stairs. And so I ran down and down the stairs and saw Maddie looking back at me, knowing full well what just happened and how stupid I really was. So I ran outside, freaking out, finding out not only that I'd do this, but it was in the midst of a girls' section's basketball game. So all the fans, all both teams are outside, and I'm like, what's happening? I don't know. What did I just do? And nothing, I repeat, nothing could have been more worse in that moment than what just happened. And I wanted to do nothing but hide my face and hide the fact that it was me who created this whole mess. I felt alone, uncomfortable, and afraid of what I should do next and what I had to confront. So with that, I want to say that life is filled with all these uncomfortable situations. Maybe not just like this one. It's kind of rare and hope never to happen to another person. But nevertheless, we have uncomfortable, lonely, and scary moments in life. We face them each day in our own unique and personal way. They can be easier things, like moving for the first time. I guess that one can be harder or easier, depending on who you are. But it can be things like being around new groups of people and friends, knowing that you had a chance to do something good, and maybe you didn't, or setting the fire alarm off in a school and facing the many people that interrupted. Or it can be something harder, like high school students transitioning into college. These people, these students, were going into colleges that a lot of them oppose Christianity and try to knock it off its feet and its foundation. It's something that's really hard that we're going to have to deal with and that will probably be put to the test. Other things can be a family going through a divorce, losing loved ones, or finding out someone you know or maybe yourself that you have cancer. But they are what test, purify, and reveal the foundation of our faith and what we ultimately put our trust and hope in. So with that, I want to say my first point is our foundation in Christ is cultivated by the Christian sphere of influences around us. And So our cultivation comes from many things. It comes from our family. It comes from friends. Comes from the church. And these are the things that cultivate us each day. Each day we're here and we're able to have people around us who tell us about God, provide wisdom, and nurture the foundation that's been set in Christ. And I want to talk a lot about Peter's faith today. Peter's faith was formed by being one of Jesus' disciples. And he was surrounded by a great many of these friends and disciples around him who were able to cultivate his faith and the foundation that had been laid in Christ. And a great example of this was the Lord's Supper, the display of how the disciples and Jesus worked together to cultivate each other's and Peter's faith. They all met together and ate together. And Jesus broke the bread and said, "Take, this is my body." And then he said, then Jesus gave them a cup of wine and said, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." Notice, though, how it was Christ who unified them in one spirit and one body through his blood and his body. The disciples were not meant to be the foundation, but to keep and maintain it. Christ was their foundation. And in the same way, Christ is our ultimate foundation. It can sometimes be easy to allow ourselves to make those who cultivate our faith the very foundation from which we obtain our hope and our trust and security. But we need to remember that Christ is the one who laid his body and blood out as a covenant to us, stating that he will provide for us, care for us, and love us. Now I want to read the foretelling of Peter's denial and the disciples turning away from him in Mark 14:26-31. It says this, "And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. And Jesus said to them, 'You will all fall away, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered. But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee.' Peter said to him, 'Even though they all fall away, I will not.' And Jesus said to him, 'Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times.' But he said emphatically, 'If I must die with you, I will not deny you.' And they all said the same." Now Peter and the disciples were faced with some pretty hard news when Jesus told them that they would all fall away. No disciple was left out among the 12 of them. But Peter, I think, can represent both all the disciples and all of us when he came out and was faced with such an uncomfortable transition and situation. Peter took the step to say and believe that something like this could not even possibly be true. There was no way in his mind or in any of the disciples that this could even happen or take place. But he said again emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." And they all said the same. Now, I think it is safe to say that a lot of us feel this way or would agree in our faith. It's quite easy to say this for Peter and the same for us. He has not been faced with anything compared to what's about to happen next, and the same is true with many of our lives as well. We don't know the things that are coming ahead of us. It could be the hard things, the easy things. No matter what it is, it's going to impact our life in some way, and it could easily shake our faith if our foundation isn't secure. So through these uncomfortable transitions, we are each presented with a test of our foundation. And I want to share a little backstory to Peter's denial. So the backstory was that Peter was with Jesus, and the disciples were all going to the Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed and said to God, "Remove this cup from me, yet not what I will, but what you will." And the disciples during this time were meant to keep watch, but kept on falling asleep instead. And Jesus kept coming to them repeatedly, saying, "Why can't you just stay awake?" Getting mad at them progressively. So Jesus knew that this was the time when Judas would betray him for the 30 pieces of silver, and he would be handed over to the chief priests and council for judgment. Now once Judas and the guards took Jesus away, Peter and the disciples fled, as he said. It says that Peter had followed him at a distance, though, right into the courtyard of the high priests, and he was sitting with the guards and warming himself at the fire. Now a point I want to make with this comes from Peter's denial. And it says this. And as Peter was below in the courtyard, one of the servant girls of the high priest came. And seeing Peter warming himself, she looked at him and said, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And he went out into the gateway, and the rooster crowed. And the servant girl saw him and began again to say to the bystanders, "This man is one of them." But again he denied it. And after a little while, the bystanders again said to Peter, "Certainly you are one of them, for you are a Galilean." But he began to invoke a curse on himself and to swear, "I do not know this man of whom you speak." And immediately the rooster crowed a second time. And Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, "Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me three times." And he broke down and wept. Now, Peter was all by himself in this courtyard. There was nothing to cultivate his foundation or keep his focus on the faith that he built in Christ. Time and time again, he was faced with uncomfortable situations where he denied any connection to Jesus whatsoever, even though he was clearly a disciple of his, and all these people knew that. Peter was alone, uncomfortable, and afraid. He had no one to turn to or to seek in this time, and instead of relying on God and faith he should have had in Christ, he denied him, broke down, and wept. We all can and maybe already have been in Peter's circumstance. We are faced with an uncomfortable situation and transition in life, and we lost our foundation. Everything we worked so hard to build underneath us might not have been anything at all. This is because our foundation was not entirely built on our foundation in Christ. Maybe we built our faith on those who cultivated us and the things we did for God, or maybe we lived a life for ourselves, all the while telling others it was built upon Christ. But when the time came and our foundation was tested, we crumbled under the weight of a hard or uncomfortable situation in our lives. We broke down, and some of us even wept. Now, our foundation is what is so important, especially in today's culture and society. We are burdened with many things ahead of us, both known and unknown. Large or small, these things will impact us in some type of way. We need to be cautious and aware of what we build our foundation with Christ. Because if it's with Christ, if the complete foundation of our faith, it will make us unmovable, unshakable, and firm against anything that might hit us. The world, the people, or ourselves as our foundation will always eventually crumble underneath the massive weight and forces against us, both spiritually and emotionally. Peter himself recovered from his mistakes because of the new foundation he laid in Christ and the obedience he pledged to him in love. He ended up being the leader of the apostles and spreading Christianity till he died for it, because nothing could shake him, not even death. We have the ability to do the same, to turn away from our sins, to look to Christ, and to make him our new foundation in which we are strengthened and upheld. Take this with you as you go to college or you go through a challenging time in life. Learn each day to let God be your source and foundation by depending upon and trusting in his word, living in constant prayer, and always being alert to the work of the enemy against you. Surround yourself with those who cultivate your faith and not tear it down. And let nothing come between you and the foundation you've laid in Christ. Keep that foundation. Trust in his word. Constantly be in prayer. And always be alert to the work against you. So with that, would you pray with me? Dear God, I thank you so much for today. I thank you for the love you provide us, the foundation you put underneath our feet. Let us go into these difficult times in life, transitions, the challenges, moving into college, stepping away from the things that cultivate and make our faith what it is. Let us be founded upon you in these times. And I thank you for each of these students who are here today and those who are going into college. I pray that you would keep them in your hand and that you would strengthen them. You would give them peace and love in these times ahead. I thank you for this day, Lord, and I thank you for this place you've given us to meet in. I pray this in your name. Amen.